isn't easy. On your bioma, narikili papa. Malite no gugu, wherever you will be, naro tuto papa. Blessed be.
Okay, so that was before the news, a discussion, a pre-dialogue discussion. So we'll just treat you to some music before we bring your final item for today. So please enjoy. This is Don Moen and Frank Edwards singing in Igbo about the grace of God. Once again, we'd like to remind our listeners that there's a dialogue with the police and the community for the Nigerian community this Friday, the 28th of April. The doors open at 5 and there is dinner at 6 o'clock. You are very, very welcome. Make it a point to come and bring somebody along. Special Nigerian community dialogue with the police and the community. So make it a point to be there. We look forward. If you have any questions, give us a call on 06-846-0550. Thank you.
Surround me. your glory, no one to share them. Jehovah, anything you talk, you to do.
Nature.
You get the power to save, heal, and deliver. Hosanna, the angels to sing hallelujah. You know they lie, you know they fail.
Nature.
Know they carry my maternal blade. See us a day, you call me your own. When you reach my throne, Lord, you know they delay. From generation to generation, from Liberia to Jamaica, you know they carry last. No, they carry us. Ote, 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 authentic God. Ote, 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 authentic God. Ote, 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 authentic God. Ote, ote.
In deze video ga ik jou laten zien hoe ik in minder dan 2 jaar tijd meer dan 1 miljoen bij elkaar heb.
Well, we hope you're enjoying this exciting music. I think we all love it by now. Okay, with this we'll be ushering in our next item, which will be our final, of course. My name once again is Apostle Larry Darkenor. I'll be co-hosting the program here with Apostle
Larry Darkenor.
Ah, you don't need to be told that, you know that already, don't you? Okay, well, today we'll be talking about health issues and healthy lifestyle. As you know, it is the, well, shall I say, one of the main themes that is running, you know, in the health community, one of the main items.
We're trying to stay fit and healthy, you know. Avoid the doctors because it's painful to see the doctor sometimes.
That's true.
So we want to keep healthy and to live long.
Yeah.
Not only us, but the entire family. And that is what this campaign is all about. And so it's my joy today to introduce to you our guest. But before that, I would like to, by way of introduction, to say that it is being established that those from the West African sub-region and those from our Afro-Surinamese community have been, you know, noted to have some health issues related to their background and also their lifestyle. And so the authorities have bundled together to help to deal with some of these issues. So there's a research going on, but also some project that will help us fine-tune our lifestyle to make them more healthy. As you know, obesity and overweight and high blood pressure and other cardiovascular diseases have been found to be more common among these migrant communities in Amsterdam as compared with all other non-migrant communities. Therefore, we want to raise awareness about healthy lifestyle choices to help all of us. And that is why we are here today.
Mm-hmm. So it's powered by AMC.
Yeah, powered by AMC and the Family Life Project from the AMC Hospital. I would like to introduce a very beautiful lady here by name of Florence Fanel. She is one of the people on the project. Let her tell us a bit about herself and also about the project. Florence, welcome this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Reverend Larry, Reverend Helen. Well, I will tell something about myself first. My name is Florence, as Reverend Larry already
said. Speak slowly. You're speaking fast.
Oh, I will speak a little bit slower. I will try. Yeah. Indeed, my name is Florence, and I also work for the project, the Family Project.
Yeah.
And I will tell you something about it. The goal of the Family Project is to help families with the young children to achieve a healthy lifestyle to prevent overweight at a later age. Because that can be challenging sometimes.
Exactly.
You know, and in the first phase of the project, a lot of work has been done to get parents to participate in order to talk about this challenge. You know, some listeners may have also participated in an interview.
Okay.
And we're in phase two right now. So we have done several things already. For instance, we have had the
You're going to get a chance to say more as we go along. So keep it very brief now.
Okay.
All right. Now, our main guest for today is Miss Florence, Miss Biola. She wants to be known as only Biola. She refused to tell us her last name. So, but we call her Miss Biola. So, yeah. Miss Biola, welcome to the studio this morning. Say hi to our listeners.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. This is your voice of Nigel.
You happy to be here?
I'm happy to be here.
Are you relaxed?
Of course.
Oh, lovely,
thank
lovely.
You.
But before we proceed, shall we take this message for our sponsors?
Join the Family Project. Living a healthy family life with lots of things on your mind is no easy task, but you can make a change. Several parents and guardians in Amsterdam Southeast now eat better, exercise, and sleep well. If they can, you can too. For enhancement of your health, happiness, and educational prospects of your children, make a better choice today for your own good and that of your family. For more information, please visit the Family Project at facebook.com/groups/Family Project. The Family Project is a collaboration among the Amsterdam Medical Center, AMC, the local West African and Afro-Surinamese community, the GGD, Amsterdam Anpak Gesong Gewit, and other professionals from Amsterdam Southeast, and made possible by the FNO, the Family Project for a Healthy Way of Life.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, as we proceed, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to give us a call. Feel free to interrupt us at any time. As usual, on the studio line, 020-737-1619. Feel free to give us a call as we proceed.
All awesome.
Right. Now, with that out of the way, we would like to now turn the spotlight on Miss Biola.
Now, let me ask you. So, tell our audience once again a little bit about you. Who are you?
Okay. Like my brother said just now, my name is Biola Banum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Yeah, tell us a little bit about
who you are.
Okay.
I'm a Nigerian, a mother of four. Yeah.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
At the moment, I'm not working before I was working.
Okay.
So I'm a stay-at-home mom. I just take care of my children.
Okay.
See that they are doing well, mm-hmm. you know, every day.
So what sort of parent are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a parent that is caring.
Are you a single parent?
Yes, I'm a single parent.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's good. Apostle, what do you have to say?
All right. Why did you join the Family Project? What made you decide to participate in the Family Project?
Yeah. The Family Project. When I heard the name Family Project, it was like interesting. I said, Family Project. I really like to know what it's about.
Yeah.
Then I got to know that it was about more of healthy lifestyle. And when they told me it was healthy lifestyle, I was very curious. I said, oh, that's nice. I really want to join, you know, to maybe learn something new that I've maybe there's you some know. Other things they do there that I don't really know. So I want to know. That's how I joined.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by healthy lifestyle? So somebody who is out there who is just a lay person may want to know what you mean by healthy lifestyle. How do you make healthy choices?
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned,
yeah.
A healthy lifestyle is a choice.
Okay.
It's a choice you've made. It depends on what you think is healthy, what you think is good for you.
Okay.
Because I might say, oh, healthy lifestyle. Another person will say, no, I don't want, it's not healthy for me. But I think it's what you think is good. Healthy lifestyle is like the way you live your life, the way you eat. Maybe you do exercise, you're fit. You can, you know, stand stress.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that are involved in healthy lifestyle.
So if another single mother is asking you, please tell me why I need to be a part of this family project. What would you say? Because you are just saying healthy lifestyle. For me, I've not still been able to.
Okay. I will tell the parent who wants to join.
Yeah.
For example, or like our advisor, it's nice, come and join us.
Okay.
You really enjoy this.
Yeah.
I'll just tell her that, because we learn a lot there.
Okay.
It's not, before when I joined, I felt it was only about food.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's a broad topic.
Now you are speaking. I want to hear.
It's a broad topic, you know. It involves more things to do with your healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
For example, we learned more about knowing that fitness is good for you.
Uh-huh.
And and also as a parent, how do you communicate with your children?
Exactly.
Are you always quarreling at home?
Uh-huh.
Or do you have a nice way of talking to your kids and agreeing on a point?
Now that's you're
also
speaking.
Healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
And about.
I would say you don't open the whole package right here. Because we're going step by step, so let's gradually, you know.
Okay.
Let's entice our listeners, shall we?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but how long have you been a part of the project? How long have you been in the Family Project?
I think we started this since early this year.
Early this year, so this is 7 months.
In November,
so
you can always speak.
Oh, January? No, yeah. In January. Sorry.
You can always speak loud. It doesn't matter. No, speak.
We started it early in January this year. Yes,
okay,
yes.
So 7 months down the line.
Yeah.
Okay. But
so you feel you've really learned something that is helping you as a mother to impact your children too.
Yeah, because
now we are not talking only about yourself, it's about their family.
More of the family, and also myself as well.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, because when you join us in the Family Project as a parent, if you're interested, you learn more things, not only what you know, because you hear other parents discussing about their experience as well, and you listen. And you quickly grabbed the new idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And for example, talking about some parents who tell you, how they talk with their children, most especially about this.
Migrant community.
The migrant community, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are so many things we need to know and learn.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, it's all about sometimes how to handle your stress, how to maybe you have your hypertension, mm-hmm. you are overweight,
yeah,
and maybe your kids are so
hyperactive,
and also they are addicted to using the internet. You understand?
Yes,
so
I do.
That was one thing I learned there, because I learned to know that there are ways you can talk to your children about this. You understand? Because mm-hmm. most kids stay, most of them want to, they're always on the internet, maybe playing their games,
yes.
PlayStation.
Yes. Yes.
The other one, they have different games for children anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're always there, Xbox, PlayStation, they're always there playing it.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy for your kid to stay for such a long time on the internet.
Exactly.
Because it can affect them psychologically.
Okay.
You see some children already, they start behaving funny.
Yeah.
Because they don't really have time to go outside and take a walk.
Okay.
Or receive fresh air. They stay indoor throughout the day playing this game.
Yes.
It's not healthy. It's not good.
I'm excited.
So you must talk to your children and educate them about this.
Yeah.
And let them know that you're not saying they should not play game. But you must have rules about this in your house.
Okay.
Wow. Time.
I said, Viola, you have really messed up the whole program. I mean, the approach. So we're going to juggle it up together. But it's going well. I have my compliments on that one.
Exactly. So, I think you're proud of
okay.
you because...
So, okay, you're not talking about communication, because that's some of the things you learned mm-hmm. during the project, right?
Yes.
How to communicate. Okay, so did you... Now you've touched on how you deal with the children if you want to win them away from playing games too much. And,
yes.
So how did you go about this, talking to your children, you know, in like, giving them the understanding that, okay, you can only play so much, and after that, you must go out, go outside or have a bike, I mean, ride a bike or play in the garden or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how did you communicate some of this to the kids?
Yeah, because... Some my kids, they play games, they do their homework on their laptop, on the desktop, they do their homework, they do things. And when they finish with their homework, mm-hmm. sometimes you see them doing other things there.
Mm-hmm.
And they finish, sometimes they want to also play games. So I, after the with the family project, I got to see that when other parents discussed about it, how the technique we use, and also our big leader also gave us tips.
That your was, leader. Yes.
Our leader.
Yeah.
He gave us tips on how to handle the issues with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I used the tip at home. So when I saw that when they're playing, I walk to them and tell them, oh, you've been sitting here for over 2 hours.
Yeah.
I think it's enough.
Okay.
I think you need to take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get up, go and eat your food, you take a walk, and by the time you come back, I want you to do your homework. Take your books and read your books.
Okay.
For now, no more games.
Yeah.
Then you have to read.
Yeah.
And during the school time, only weekends I allow them to play the game. So I now change it to only weekends.
So was it very easy for them to cope up?
It was difficult, but they now understood me and they said, oh, mommy is good.
Wow.
Even they don't worry me anymore. They just say, oh, mommy, only weekends.
Yeah.
Well, our time is almost up, so we will soon be saying goodbye. I want to thank you for your company. We want to leave you with this beautiful gospel song compilation. Have a nice week, and God permits, we'll see ourselves again. Bye-bye for now.